from 1968. And back into the 60s for a little Stevie today. Thanks for joining us each and every Saturday here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM 1580 AM. Maybe you catch the stream at devilradio927.com or the Facebook live stream too, right there on the Devil Radio page. Or maybe you have downloaded, listened to Brian, taken his advice, and downloaded the greatest app ever, the Devil Radio app, and you listen that way. Anyway, all those different ways you can catch the program, catch programming here on the station, and we're happy to be here for you. And again, thanks to our sponsor, Evolution Financial, Sue Pack, and Evolution at evolutionfinplan.com. Check her out, and her services right there. So now we get to turn our attention to another group and an organization involved in Dame by Local that's doing some important things to preserve our history. And we get to find out more about them and their story. And we'll talk to Jennifer Gursky there now. Jennifer, thanks for taking time for us today and joining us on Let's Get Local.
Hi, Toko. Jason. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Hey, it was really interesting. I reached out to members and then you responded. And I said, I didn't even realize that Madison Trust for Historic Preservation was a member of DBL. And it piqued my attention. So tell our listeners about what the organization does.
Yeah, we are a very small nonprofit organization in focus on the Madison area, and I am our sole part-time staff. The organization really revolves around volunteers. We have a volunteer board of trustees that oversees the organization, and then many volunteers that help with all of our education and advocacy efforts. We're primarily focused on celebrating historic preservation, and that could be in landscapes or the built environment. And that can be with advocacy or educational programs.
Wow. That is a big task. I think number one, but then also to do that with so much volunteer help and really reliance on volunteers is pretty incredible. How long has the organization been around and been working with volunteers?
We have been around since 1974 when we were established. We were actually established because of the demolition of two rather important buildings in Madison. On Gilman Street, William Vilas had a home there, and that was destroyed. And then another, the Mapleside Farmhouse on University Avenue, was replaced by a Burger King. And that really kind of, I think, enraged the community. And they thought, I think we need something, some type of organization to, talk about, educate, support, advocate for these places that are part of our history, part of our cultural heritage.
I love that. It ties in so much with the mission of Dame by Local as well, because we talk about all the time on this show, and the reason why we feature so many local businesses and want to tell their stories is because and organizations, not just businesses, we have so many nonprofit members and organization members too, is because those are what give us our flavor. Those are what make our, Madison and our area the only one of its kind in the world, right? So without that, we lose our identity. And so I love what the Madison Trust for Historic Preservation is doing, because that's part of it. That's preserving our history and our uniqueness. I love it.
Yeah, completely. And it's, we really feel like historic places are critical to cultivating our civic identity, our sense of place, where we come from. I think we really want to provide opportunities for people to learn more about that and understand that. I think too, sometimes people think, with historic preservation that we want things to be sort of frozen in time, and that's not necessarily it either. We know that things change and there's evolved things happening, and Madison's been changing a lot over the years. We do support adaptive reuse and, especially with our historic preservation awards that's coming up May 18th. We do definitely recognize people who are doing lots of different things. We don't expect that every building is going to be a museum in Madison, but that historical and cultural significance is somehow going to be remembered or preserved or used. Yeah.
We're talking with Jennifer Gursky at Madison Trust for Historic Preservation. The website is madisonpreservation.org. Jennifer, you mentioned the Historic Preservation Awards coming up. You have some other activities. Let's talk about some of those. So the awards, how can people get involved? What's all involved with that? I see they're at the Tinsmith. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, they're at the Tinsmith. We're really excited about that. It's going to be great. We've got a small fundraiser actually before the awards. Gail Ambrosia is doing a chocolate tasting also. So that's going to be terrific. This is an annual event for us where we recognize people, organizations, projects that have really demonstrated excellence in historic preservation, and that can be pretty varied. This year, we have 8 award recipients. They are listed on our website page if you want to check them out. And tickets are open now to the public on our website. You can get to the ticket page on Eventbrite. And it's going to be a great night. The Tinsmith Bunkies Catering is going to do the social hour. And then again, we've got Gail Ambrosia's chocolates before then. And then we'll have a ceremony for the honorees after that.
What a project that was as well, transforming the business that was there into the Tinsmith. Eric and Jessica, you know, say hi to them for me.
I've
known them for a while, and I love what they've done with the space. And of course, they finished it right before the pandemic, but they've made their way through, and I'm glad to see things going back there and then people being able to use that beautiful space that they've created.
Yeah. Yeah, we love Track D buildings. And Track D is our presenting sponsor actually for this event. And the Tinsmith, they won a adaptive reuse award last year. So it just made sense to sort of coincide them with the awards this year. So we're also excited.
Again, you can find tickets and all of that right at madisonpreservation.org. We're talking with Jennifer Gursky over at Madison Trust for Historic Preservation. You have some other things happening too. You got something next week with a historic paint program that people can participate in. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got Jeff LeMay, who has a lot of experience. And then he's got some guest speakers that are coming on that are talking about how we discover historic paint, you know, in buildings like the Capitol and the Madison Municipal Building, all these beautiful restorations that have been done. They really have dug down to figure out what these original colors are. And sometimes, you know, it's 10 or more layers of paint that have been added on, and they have to sort of research through that. So I think it's going to be a really interesting program. And that's free for our membership, and then $5 for the general public.
And I see that's right there as well. Information right on the homepage at madisonpreservation.org. It's a virtual event, correct? So people can join that way.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, you mentioned membership. How do people get involved, and how can they support Madison Trust?
Yes, we are a member organization. We do have under our support tab on our website, a membership page, and benefits of membership include our free, you can do our historic architecture walking tours, which we do each summer from May through September. Members get all those tours for free, which is terrific. And then it's $5 for students, $10 for adults on those tours. They also get discounted tickets to things like the awards. We do a specialty tour, which I think will be at the end of August this year. So they'll get discounted tickets to that. And then they also have free events that we do for members. So we have member appreciation event, I think that'll come up in July this year, that we're still in the planning phases for. So there's a bunch of goodies that you get when you come on as a member.
So I see, you know, information about the tours. There's opportunities. You continue to have great participation in tours throughout last year. What are some of the things that members have said to you or to the volunteers that you recall about, you know, things that they gained from this? I'm assuming it's pretty remarkable to experience some of these older buildings, to experience the history and be awoken to that, because I think a lot of us probably aren't aware of some of the historical buildings in the area.
Yeah, we do. We get a lot of local people actually who end up taking our tours, any of the various tours we do throughout the year, and say that, you know, I grew up here and I had no idea about this history. You know, last summer, our specialty tour was of the Greenbush neighborhood, and many, many local people came on and took the tour and said they had no idea about the changes that happened to the Greenbush neighborhood and really what was the sort of original, what originally looked like. And so I think that's really neat to sort of have people come on who are are part of our community who are learning more, not just guests who come from out of town, which we do have a lot of guests who come from out of town for trips that they take to Madison, but having locals really experience their own history of what's been happening here in Madison. They really enjoyed that. So we're happy to provide that.
Jennifer Gursky with the Madison Trust for Historic Preservation. I also see, you know, we talked about membership. People can just make donations directly as well, right on the website. And, of course, volunteer opportunities as well. Reach out, head to madisonpreservation.org. Jennifer, thanks so much for telling us about the organization and what it does in our community and how it helps keep Madison special.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
We will be back here just on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local on Devil Radio 92.7.